Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
Humid is going to be the place to be at the end of the month. They have got a huge time going on with the Falling Leaf Festival.
And it's a big banner one. It is the 70th Falling Leaf Festival. On the line to have a chat with us all about it, Michael Jahoski from the festival. G'day, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. This is huge. It's not only, the big day on Saturday, but you've got so much more on the Sunday. You've got some comedy on the Friday. It's a massive event for Tumut.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's obviously exciting being the 70th year of the event, and it is 3 days full of activities, 3 days full of pretty much all of them are free activities, actually. So on the Friday, there's the bioluminescence, which is sort of like our mini version of Enlighten Tumut. So that's a pretty cool thing, with kids participating in some workshops to light up one of the streets in the centre of Tumut, which will be really cool. And then there's the comedy gala on the Friday night, and then obviously the big gala day on the Saturday, which features the street parade and market stalls and live music throughout the day and kids' activities. And then on the Sunday, there's the colour fun run as well.
Amazing, amazing. And if people do want to get up there, it's nice and easy to do. And as you said, just roll down to the main street. They've got the markets going on. You've got so much going on in terms of the workshops, and that live music and the street parade is just going to be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously the main street in Tumut will be, Winnie's Street will be closed to sort of allow for all that to happen. But the beauty of it is, like you said, it is literally in the heart of town. So you can stay at the caravan park, and pretty much all the accommodation providers are within about a kilometre of a walk of where all the action will be taking place. So it's very, very well located in the heart of town there.
The thing that I love about the Sunday activities is the colour run, the fun run, and then the brewery tour, if your love of colours extends to amber and you want to go a bit slower.
Yeah, that's right. Mind you, look, the other hat is I do work at the brewery. There's obviously 24 taps. It is like a bit of a rainbow in there at the moment. I'll put that plug in there. It's not just amber. Oh. There's a bit of the darker ones starting to come in with this cooler weather. But yeah, the brewery's obviously hosting a tour, but there's also a Bollywood dance workshop if you two guys want to come down for that.
I mean, we don't want to make everyone else look bad. Yeah, pretty well practiced in the Bollywood dancing area.
Not only can I belly dance, but I can belly dance from around a corner. Still see me coming, mate. Some really interesting workshops there as well, and like some of these you do have to pay for, but obviously not expensive. The Aboriginal Tools and Techniques workshop looks incredible.
Yeah, and I believe that's sold out. It sold out in really quick time last year as well. And it's hosted by Shane Harrington, who does an amazing job. And it's obviously a really interactive, family friendly activity, which, as I said, sold out the second time in a row. So definitely very exciting.
Yeah, and you've also got the clay workshop. You've got the glass mosaic leaf workshop. And talk to us, what's happening with the comedy gala?
Yeah, so the comedy gala is a really cool lineup. So there's Al Delbean from America, and Cam Knight, obviously, and then there's a guy called Dane Simpson. I don't know if you've heard of him at all.
But yeah, rings a bell.
And then and there's a couple of other comedians from around Australia. So this will be the third year running the comedy gala, and it's sort of really starting to build a little reputation of its own. We're seeing the crowd for that grow year on year. So.
Love to see it.
Yeah, we really look forward to that part of the... It's probably the only part of the festival where parental guidance is recommended.
Yeah, no, we work with Dane, and he does need some parental guidance. Although yeah. I'm not sure his dad gives him a lot of guidance in the right direction and away from the mucking up.
So. Yeah, that's right. I don't think he's bringing him with him this time around, so I haven't seen him. He's obviously, I think it's in Melbourne at the moment.
Melbourne.
King and I, it's called, that show. Yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be having a laugh.
I also love that on the Friday night, along with the comedy gala, you've got the bioluminescence visual projection show, so you can both literally and figuratively lighten up.
Yeah, exactly right. It's and it's pretty, look, it's as far as I'm aware, it's the first time anything like this is happening in Tumut, and the fact that it's interactive and local kids will get the opportunity to actually put that together in the lead up to the event is really cool. So, it's something that we're really excited to be bringing.
If people want to find out more or get along, where can they find all the details?
So the Falling Leaf Festival website, which is fallingleaffestival.com.au, and like I said, the vast majority of the main activities, including the bioluminescence, are free. As you said, a couple of the workshops you do have to pay for, but yeah, the rest of them are free. So Kate, shout out to Kate, who's put the website together. It's really easy to sort of access all the information on there, so just jump on there or have a look at our socials on for Falling Leaf Festival as well.
Amazing. Friday the 26th, Saturday the 27th, Sunday the 28th of April in Tumut. It is going to be a huge few days. Michael, thank you so much for catching up with us.
Thank you so much, guys. Look forward to seeing you there.
Jamie and Lee on Listener. Anytime you want them. And live from 6 to 9 weekdays
on the Riverina's Triple M.